This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Danny. No Danny today. Toby is alongside. We're discussing ESPN's piece from last night. Teams, one by one, whether or not they should trade up or trade down and how much they should try to do so. And ESPN's pretty adamant that the Commanders should move the 29th pick, saying this one might feel like a surprise. The Commanders were last year's surprise contenders. They go on to write about the growth of Jaden Daniels and how great the season was, but they make the very obvious point. They've got two picks in the top 125 selections in this class. That screams into a megaphone, you need more early picks. How do you get them? You trade back from 29. And the question we've got for you guys, we'll hit the phones in a second, 800-636-1067, is it something that they should go into the draft prioritizing? Should they be hell-bent on trading back, or is it just something they should think about doing? Sounds like I'm a little more passionate about the trade back than you are, although you'd acknowledge that it's a good idea. But I tease this, Toby, and I want to throw this out there at you. I said there's one other thing I would do at pick 29 today that might be unpopular. I would call the Bengals today, and I would offer them 29 for Trey Hendrickson. Straight up. They're not getting what they want, clearly, which is, at this point, you know, they probably backed off of a one, and they're probably looking for a two. I guess I could start there, maybe. But if it came to it where they said it's 29 or bust, here's 29. I've got the edge. You want to take an edge anyway, you just told
Correct,
me.
Correct, yes.
You're hoping that some guy that might stink falls into your lap because he's one of the three guys in this process that we're enamored with. What if I said, with that same pick, I'll get you 15 sacks, 20 quarterback hits, and a top five player at the position over the last 3 years in the league? Why shouldn't they do that? I would try to do that today. So if I'm not trading back, that pick's getting me Trey Hendrickson. If you want to solve the edge problem, in other words, you're saying, GP, I'm not trading back because I got to get my defensive end. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Then call the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
To draft a lottery ticket?
Well, here's the issue I have. 29 is not a lottery ticket. 61, we can have that discussion. It's 20. I get that it's not a top 10 pick, but to dismiss a first rounder, like, we do this bit where a 29th pick is basically the second rounder. Well, a 35th pick is basically a first rounder. Well, look, you can find guys there. This is where the scouting staff has to do their jobs. This is where they have to find guys. Because the issue I have is you're trading away so many draft picks that are... I get that you want to win next year. I don't want to dismiss that. But I don't know that now is the time to do this when there's still holes. And are you going to plug a guy that in 2 years is going to be 32 years old? Do you feel great about that when you're looking at Jaden coming up and you say, okay, maybe that's how you're going to work it, where his contract comes off, you pay Jaden. I'm trying to build something like San Fran has, where every year we talk and say, San Fran's a Super Bowl contender. I'm saying that for year after year after year for like a decade. Are you able to continue to do that when you trade pick after pick after pick after pick after pick? Yes, you get good guys, but there's still a lot of needs on this team. I would use that draft pick to get somebody. Or if you trade back, use draft picks. I don't know. I just...
But if your mind wasn't made up on an edge, like a lot of people's are, and I totally get it because they desperately need one. That's why I'm trying to get Trey Hendrickson. But my point is, when you say the 29th pick is ultra valuable, it is. But you're fishing in a very small bucket, right? So Abdul Carter's long gone. Jalen Walker's long gone. Mikael Williams has been drafted at a minimum. I think there's also a chance, by the way, that James Pierce and Shamar Stewart or Mike Green are all gone, too.
Of course, yeah.
But let's just say, hypothetically, that Pierce and Green are still there.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's where we're going to disagree. Is a first-round talent. I talk about this with baseball prospects all the time. People drive me crazy when they just label prospects suspects, and they're like, well, they've never done it in the big leagues. There's a difference between a number one overall prospect in the industry and the 19th guy in the Nats system. Yeah, they're both in the minor leagues. There's a lot better chance that one becomes a star. And I do hate them just throwing everyone in the same bucket. But if we're going to disagree on, like, whether Mike Green to be a great edge is a crapshoot. With all apologies to his work at Marshall, I'm not sure who they played this
year. By the way, I'd be psyched if they drafted Mike Green.
I would be happy with that too. I would be. But you know who I know is great? Trey Hendrickson.
So here's where I think...
James Pierce, same thing. The numbers aren't even necessarily there. That's a specimen, that's 6'5", 245. That is a crapshoot. That this guy ever becomes a 10-sack guy in the league... Montez Sweat, really, really good player. With a head start, can't get you 10 sacks in a season. Trey Hendrickson will get you 15.
See, I'll take Montez Sweat at 29 over trading that pick for Trey Hendrickson and paying him. Because I think you can build on that. I think you're going to get better
play. What do you mean? You mean you would...
Like, if you saw...
You would take a Montez Sweat career out of a player you're taking at 29.
Then trading for Trey Hendrickson for the price.
Ooh, not me. A DPOY candidate?
Because you're giving up draft picks.
So what?
Where I get a solid guy for a dude that's going to be here for 5 years, that's going to help me and theoretically get better year to year.
Hendrickson's going to be here. You're paying
Hendrickson's going to be... How long do you think Hendrickson's going to be putting up double-digit sacks?
At least 3 years.
And see, I don't know that I agree with that. If I'm
Why?
Doing it for 2 years...
Bruce Smith was getting 9 sacks at 40.
Here's my problem. I need to constantly build this thing up. I needed to get better and better and better and better. I don't think that's happening when you consistently trade draft picks for people that are 30. I just don't. I want young people on this team help it continue to grow. And I think the way to do that is through the draft. I still want them to trade back from 29. I would lean that way, but I'm not trading more draft picks for basically anybody.
Julius Peppers had 12 sacks at 37 years old. It's not a position where you fall off a cliff at like 33. You get a little smarter. You set guys up.
Maybe I'm not as high on Trey Hendrickson. I know he's had 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years.
What the hell's the guy need to do for you, Toby?
I like Hendrickson. I don't think he's the most skilled pass rusher in the world. If like,
what is it about him that you don't like? Is there anything specific that stands out?
No, there's nothing. I think he's a good football player. I would love to have traded. I just think when you consistently trade all these picks, you're not setting up your foundation well.
I agree with you. It should be the exception, not the rule. They're getting a little heavy with it. I agree. But I got to look at all these things in a vacuum.
Here's where
and you're saying if they're going to draft an edge, and it's Mike White, who's the older brother of a kid I went to high school with, or Trey Hendrickson, respectfully, I will take the DPOY candidate and feel like the next 2 or 3 years he's going to go get me 40 sacks.
I know we got to hit a break, but real quick, do you view them as a Super Bowl contender as they're constructed right now?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't. I just don't. And so trading another first-round pick for a team, because I'm not trying to be just Super Bowl contenders where I'm always in the conversation.
Well, I promise you they're not without an edge.
I want to build the juggernaut. And so my thing is, if I keep trading for these guys where Hendrickson improves your team, there's no question. He's going to improve your team more than you got to get at 29. No question. It takes me from being the seventh favorite to the sixth.
Are they worse than San Francisco?
Right now
is one of the favorites in the NFC?
Probably not.
No, they're better.
I don't think they're better than the top teams in the AFC. They're not better than the Eagles.
That's a different thing. I mean, the Eagles are the only team I would say in the NFC head and shoulders better than them.
Sure.
Are they decidedly worse than Detroit, who they just beat in the playoffs?
I think they are.
Who have taken a step back, lost their coordinator, lost a lot of talent?
I would say that they are.
Head and shoulders worse? I disagree a little bit, but I would take the Lions over them. But my point is, NFC Championship game last year, sixth in the power rankings that came out yesterday from ESPN going into the season. In
sure.
Both overall, not just in the NFC. Why not? If you're using the pick on an edge and it's a one versus one of crapshoot dude from Marshall or Trey Hendrickson, I'll use the pick on Trey Hendrickson.